Welcome to the Dreaming Beautifully podcast. My name is Hannah and Claire is here as well. We are beauty professionals, hairstylists, and makeup artists who are excited to share our journey being bold in our beauty, our dreams, our businesses, our industry, our lifestyle, our coffee, and even our faith. Come along with us as we share our journey and other professionals' journey chasing their bold, beautiful dreams. Hey guys, welcome to the Dreaming Beautifully podcast. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Claire.
Thanks so much for joining us today. So we have a funny slash crazy, I guess, episode for you. We are talking about wedding horror stories. We just have like three little examples just because I feel like every time we show up to a wedding or we do a trial, or I feel like sometimes I'm just talking to somebody like, tell me something's happening at a wedding.
Yeah.
They always want to know a story. So we're like, all right, let's bring you some wedding horror stories.
These are like our go-to traumatic ones that
we've witnessed. Like, let's do this one. These were like the first three we could think of.
Yeah. But we want your submissions.
Yeah. We were going to say like when this episode is over, you know, go on social media and I want to hear your wedding horror stories. Or were you in a wedding and there was a horror story? Like, come on, let's chat about it. We could do another episode. So, yeah. Ooh, or maybe we need to have another vendor on here that could tell us a really crazy story that's happened to them.
Yes. Yeah. If you're a vendor, I'm sure you have at least one.
So. Come on the podcast and let's chat about it.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I am going to start. And so this isn't necessarily, I guess, a horror story, but I constantly, all the time, am organizing timelines and people's wedding days so that they cannot be around certain members of their family. So maybe it's not a horror story, but let's just say that like family drama and people not getting along and people not wanting to be around certain people, or somebody needs to be done and out of the room, gone before someone else shows up. Like, this is all common and happens like all the time.
So you're preventing wedding horror stories.
I am preventing wedding horror stories.
Yeah.
I don't know that it really works. I'm sure at some point during that night there's, but because if you guys don't like each other that much or can't be around or certain, and sometimes it's like, well, my dad got remarried and this person doesn't like this person and these people need to go at this time. And then, they can't look at each other. And like people like tell me all this stuff.
Yep.
And then I have even had this happen this year. I have had a phone call a night prior to the wedding, like 10 o'clock at night. I mean, at night, right before the wedding, where somebody needed to be moved in the timeline ASAP due to like fighting and arguing and things.
Oh my gosh.
And then I thought, like, couldn't you guys just like
get over it, or do it yourself.
Just be like, hey, Sarah, switch spots with this person. And so then you don't have to be like I was woken up to a phone call and fixing a timeline and I did it. And I'm texting artists that late saying like, hey, I need you to do X, Y to like set this up to stop family drama. And I get calls I definitely get calls a lot that they're like, so this is what's going on.
Yep.
And so I was thinking, I'm getting all the time.
It is so crazy.
It is so crazy.
And I feel like, though, unfortunately, like you would really hope sad. That, yes, you would hope that weddings like could bring out the best in the family members. But usually I feel like
it doesn't. It's the opposite.
Yeah. Which is a bummer.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not saying like these brides are at fault or these people are at fault or anything. And all families have drama and all families have things. And some of this drama could be very petty and some could be very real and heartbreaking. I mean, I don't know the circumstances. I'm just saying that it is not all smooth sailing for every single bride we have and stuff. There are some who are really trying to organize every aspect of every person.
Trying to prevent more chaos.
Yes.
Yeah. Which sucks for the bride.
I get it. Yeah. And it does suck for the bride. And I'm always willing to help and I will do it and I will switch people around and I let artists know like, hey, you're going to go to this room because these people like we're all fine with it. It's just kind of shocking that if you don't know that we do that kind of stuff, that we do that a lot.
Yeah. That it's like a common occurrence.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is so crazy.
Yeah.
Okay. So my first story, this is not one that I experienced personally, but I'm scarred just from hearing it from another team member of ours. So I will be using names that aren't the real names. So no Facebook stalking anyone trying to figure out who it is. The bridal party was getting ready in the getting ready room. And the maid of honor and the bride were like fighting all morning, just like back and forth. you know, something must have started a tiff and they just kept going at it the whole morning. So towards the end of the getting ready process, with, mind you, everyone is in the room. So the mother of the groom, the mother of the bride, all the bridesmaids, the bride and her maid of honor. The maid of honor says, fine, I will just tell everyone that you're sleeping with Brian. And Brian was the groom's dad. So in front of the groom's mom, in front of the bridal party, and the bride's mom, the bride was outed for having an affair with the groom's dad.
That's pretty crazy.
Could you imagine? I literally just could not. That would be earth shattering. Because someone.
Do we know if it went through? I think it did.
I don't know.
Did it not?
I don't remember the outcome. But somebody had to go and tell the groom, like, probably his mom, like, yo, we just found out your dad's hooking up with your wife.
Mm-mm-mm.
Trauma. I can't imagine.
Be in therapy
if
forever.
It did, yeah, if it did go through, I can't imagine a happily ever after. It would take a lot of therapy. Yeah.
Yeah. That one's pretty like dark and deep where like, I don't even know what to say. You know, you're like, shit.
That sucks. Yeah. I think that's what the artist said. Like everybody just was like slowly packing
so
up
then
their
you're
stuff.
Like, do you still want this piece out around your ears?
Are you worried about your ears showing? Should we continue?
It's not really funny, but
I mean, I think at some point you have to laugh a little bit.
Oh, gosh. Oh, horrible. Boy.
I hope
boy,
nothing
boy.
For the best for the groom. I hope he found a really smoking hot new wife and is living a beautiful life.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So this story is, I will admit that I was the artist at this. There was a wedding that I worked at one point in my life where the bride was like, absolutely not, no strippers for, you know, the groom and all them. Like the night prior, I think it was like not just the bachelor party, like I think the night prior. And like in the middle of like me doing her services, she finds out that there were strippers the night prior and just like loses her mind.
So like you were working on her when this was happening.
Yeah.
How did she find out? Do you remember?
I don't remember. This was a very long time ago. I wish I could. Somebody slipped something. I mean, it was definitely like an accident type of slip up where some people knew and they were trying to hide it from her. And then she found out and
all hell broke loose.
Yeah. And when I finished services, like I think she walked down the aisle, but I can't imagine how that marriage started or how the night went or like she was so mad and like so heartbroken and
not a good way to start the day.
No,
sure.
No. And I wish I could. I mean, I finished everything and left. Like it was all still moving on. She was just very mad. So I wish I knew the end result, but yeah. I don't know the end result.
I feel like that's the hard thing about these. Like you don't know the inner workings after the fact. And I mean, obviously we want to know because we're nosy, but
right.
I feel like I had a wedding planner tell me once, I don't know if it was a wedding planner or a hotel front desk manager that was telling me that I would be surprised at how many grooms have a different suite the night before and they witness the groom taking someone else that's not the bride up.
Oh.
Which, you know, also I would like to state we are not having this conversation so you can start like
investigating everything about your spouse worried. If you're getting married.
Yes.
I mean, these are rare. Like it took us a moment to think back to these. Like,
yes. The like, family drama.
All the time.
Yeah.
But like these crazy scenarios, I mean, we really had to like most of the time it's all great and happy. It's just there is a lot of family drama almost all the time. But and people say that at weddings, too. If not even organizing a timeline, like I feel like you've been at weddings, too, where they're like, you probably have heard the craziest things or I can't believe we're saying this around you or whatever. And we're like, don't worry. We've heard it all. Like you being mad right now at Susan for whatever is like literally not phasing me.
Right.
Like no. I don't even notice that you're like so mad because I am like, this is just another wedding day.
I recently had the bride was sitting on the hotel bed facing me. So I recently had the bride was sitting on the bed in the hotel room, like facing me, just like chatting with her girls. And I was getting ready to do the mother of the groom. And she had anytime I do a trial with someone, I say, you know, like, are there any personalities or conflicts that I need to be aware of? Is anybody going to ask for space buns? You know, like anything outlandish. Like I just kind of want a heads up for their expectations for the day. So the mother of the groom sat down and she had told me about some previous conflict that they had leading up to the wedding. And she pulled out a tiara And so I like held up the tiara and looked at the bride and I was like mouthing like, is this okay? Pointing at it. And the bride like in the most like wide-eyed face was like, no. So we had to, you know, like I had to kind of problem solve. And
oh,
like
the mother of the groom wanted the tiara in her own hair.
Correct.
Oh.
Without asking the bride. And I do, I ask the bride too beforehand, like,
yeah,
what are your expectations for the bridal party? What do you want stuff to look yeah. like? And so I was fortunately able to get out what of putting your, it in her hair. But
do you remember how you got out of it?
Well, I was talking about, because it was like a heavy
like it's
piece
going
of equipment
to,
on her head. And she had very fine hair. And I was like, honestly, I just don't think that this is going to stay in the hair well. And fortunately, she like received that well. And there was no additional conflict. But just I'll never forget the bride's facial expression. Because it's like, come on, man. It's not your day. What? I mean.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've definitely walked up to brides and like taken them aside and said like X, Y, and Z wants this or this is happening, like what do you want me to do? But and a lot of, and that's like a very more specific like that, but I feel like almost all the time too you're gonna have that one bridesmaid who showed you a photo of like the exact same look the bride is doing for and sure. I'm always just like, that's exactly like the bride, we're doing X, Y, and Z, do you think that maybe you want to do this instead or that instead? Like I try to make it
Or like let's double check with the bride first. Because it's also like we want to handle that conflict so the bride doesn't have to worry about it, but ultimately like all of the bridesmaids in the bridal party are our clients, but the bride first and foremost is our priority.
For
so
sure.
It's so hard to deal
with
gosh,
that. That's so funny.
Yeah. So we want to hear your stories. Yes, if you've been a part of a wedding, attended a wedding,
a vendor that you have seen, like,
yes,
everything. Like we didn't use any real names or real anything. Like everything is confidential, but I think it's funny. And other brides ask us all the time, like, tell me a horror story, and they love it. Yes. Like, it's just life,
and
it's
also
funny.
Just makes your drama seem a little less. You know?
You're like, oh, me not liking her, that's totally fine compared to that.
Absolutely.
So, okay, definitely tell us if you want to come on the podcast and you're a vendor. We would love to have you and talk about it. I think that'd be such a fun episode. So we hope that we could bring some laughter to your day and maybe help you put in perspective that maybe the little bit of drama you have is not that big a deal.
Yeah, as much as it drives me crazy that Jordan doesn't do the dishes when I ask him the first time. He's not
taking other women to a hotel room.
Doing that stuff. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my Lord. I would be in prison. See, that's the thing. If I found out Ian did that night for our wedding, I would probably be in prison.
It wouldn't be good.
It wouldn't be good. It would not be good. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, boy. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening into this such random crazy episode. We hope you enjoy hanging out with us and listening to our podcast. Reach out to us anytime. We'd love to chat with you. So have a good rest of your day. Bye. Thank you for listening today. We hope that we encourage you to chase your dreams and to live life beautifully. It would mean the world to us if you would subscribe to our podcast or leave us a review. You can also follow us on social media @LaRevMakeup. Come say hi. We would love to connect with you.